This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The great one, Ray Charles. How appropriate. Great song. Big Ed. Figure that one out. America the Beautiful. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show on the cusp, on the eve of the 4th of July holiday, which is Monday, the 4th. We are Tampa Bay's libertarian radio voice. I am Paul Molloy, and along with Big Ed, thanks for joining us. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Heather Kays. It is our weekly discussion of education in America. Heather is with watchdog.org. And later on, we'll talk with Andrew the Master Barber. There is a story out this morning that Attorney General Loretta Lynch is going to recuse herself from the email investigation of Hillary Clinton and let subordinates take over. Is that a good idea or not? Is it the right thing to do? We will discuss it with Andrew the Master Barber. And in our ultimate top 10 list, how about this? The top 10 worst cities to live in. Oh, my goodness. Wait till you hear. You're not going to believe who is number one. It'll shock you. Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew the Master Barber and his wonderful haircutting entourage. His shop located in the Columbia Plaza, State Road 580, just west of the Countryside Mall and U.S. 19 in Clearwater. And Arms for Defense, also in the Columbia Plaza, for the best price and best selection of guns and ammunition in the Clearwater Countryside area. Now more than ever, Arms for Defense. Don't forget, if you want to call in, our toll-free number is 866-826-1340. 866-826-1340. And you can listen to us anywhere in the world. TheFreedomWorks.com. Just go to that website, TheFreedomWorks.com. You can also listen to our past shows. Just hit the podcast button. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. And I want to talk, before we get to our discussion of education with Heather Kays, I'd like to talk a little bit about what just crossed the wire, and that is that Loretta Lynch, who is the Attorney General, has said that she is going to step back and defer to FBI career prosecutors on this email probe of Hillary Clinton. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think it may be a good thing. Right now, she made a fatal mistake. She took on Bill Clinton into her airplane while it was on the tarmac in Arizona. After all the while, she's going to oversee a decision on whether to prosecute Hillary Clinton if the FBI presents a bill of indictment to her. How stupid can that be? She spent 30 minutes talking, and then she got caught. They didn't want anybody to find out. But there was a Las Vegas or a Nevada reporter that figured it out, saw what happened, and caught her like a fish on a hook. And she can't wriggle off. And she said, well, we just were talking about grandkids and all kinds of unimportant little trivia. Really? Why did Bill Clinton fly in and wait for her to talk about grandkids for 30 minutes? So she is under bipartisan fire. And this is not the first time she has put her foot in her mouth. She's done it quite a few times now. She's starting to look a little bit like she's, I don't know, maybe lost in the politics of her job. Anyway, she is going to defer to non-political subordinates on whether or not to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't know much about the subordinates, but they're called career prosecutors. Hopefully they're unbiased. Because if the FBI suggests a bill of indictment, I would think after all of the investigation that they ought to take it very seriously. And I have a hunch that they might do that. I mean, the FBI suggests a bill of indictment. This was at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. And Bill tried to sneak onto the plane. He put on a blue dress. Did you know that, Ed? He put on a blue dress and tried to sneak onto the plane. But they caught him.
I feel like you want to go butt on bum. Now, actually, the real lie came from the White House. Because you remember the Attorney General said it was nothing more than just a chance hookup, whatever.
Yeah.
The White House called it a meeting. That's where, you know, if it was just a... You know, passing by, talking grandkids and golf. You don't call it a meeting. Why did the White House call it a meeting? About their meeting that they had.
That's right.
Okay.
And do you remember when Loretta Lynch was meeting with President Obama, and she got under a little bit of fire for whether or not she even brought up the case of Hillary Clinton with him. Because he's endorsed Hillary, and he obviously has a dog in the fight, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does not want to see her get indicted. I don't think, unless they've got some real conspiratorial plot to get our buddy Joe Biden in, you know.
The Clintons are so dirty. I mean, it's really starting to bubble up.
Why would Bill Clinton, who is smart enough to know this, why would he want to meet for 30 minutes on an airplane with her? I mean, he must have figured he wouldn't be caught, but you know that he knew that there was impropriety in that. And there's no way he's going to talk about his grandkids. He doesn't give a rat's patoo about his grandkids, nor does he care about hers. He doesn't wait around at an airport to talk about his grandkids. So, Loretta, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, the same way Hillary's on the stage talking about respect for women and women's rights, and Bill is creeping around in the background.
I know.
You know?
And I don't think he stopped after he left the White House, did he?
No, he didn't. And boy, that Secret Service book that came out from the former Secret Service agent, Imus really tore him up yesterday. But
did he?
Yeah, he really did. Because it's more about the money than anything else.
But, oh, yeah.
But I do believe it's true. You know, the president came in with a black eye one morning, and, you know, Secret Service, hey, what's with the president? And she said he's allergic to coffee, and they said in one eye?
I'll tell you what, I don't think she should run for president. She should run for sergeant-at-arms. She's probably got a very good right hook.
Yeah, either.
Okay, we're going
to... UFC.
Yeah, we are going to take our break, and when we come back, we're going to talk all things education with Heather Kays.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio Herd every Wednesday on the Tan Talk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food & Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com. My bridge is
all... CQ Grill in Largo features an amazing menu from the sea to the barbecue. Start with Bar Harbor Live Maine Lobster, full belly clams. On the barbecue side, Texas award-winning brisket, pulled pork that melts in your mouth. All prepared by award-winning Chef Kyle. CQ Grill has a family atmosphere inside with a patio outside and live entertainment on the weekends. Located in Largo at 1750 Clearwater Largo Road. For hours at CQ Grill, call 210-7647.
Join me, Mitch Brauza, the first Saturday of each month at 1 p.m. as I browse around Tampa Bay. The show will focus on local pizza restaurants, local movie theaters, and what movie is a must-to-see. Then we will discuss the Tampa Bay Lightning and other happenings in the world of hockey. So please join Browsing Around Tampa Bay the first Saturday of each month on WTAN, 1340 AM, the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on the Friday before the 4th. Thank you so much for joining us. And as per usual, Heather Kays of Watchdog.org is with us. Heather is the senior education reporter for Watchdog.org. And we have a lot of things to talk about, Heather. Let's get right into them. From the Hill. Website and magazine. The court has rejected the right to rehear this union case. This has to do with the Supreme Court. Would you tell us a little bit about this whole case?
Yes, so it's Friedrichs versus the California Teachers Association, and this was basically that huge case where they were going to determine whether or not teachers were able to voluntarily join a union or if they were required to pay dues no matter what. So this is an issue that's going to come up again in some other case somewhere at some point, but now the Friedrichs case, which seemed like before Justice Scalia passed away, that it seemed like he was leaning towards a ruling in favor of the teachers, which would have meant that the compulsory dues would no longer be able to be required in the state of California, and it would have changed things nationally had that been the way things had been decided.
Yeah. But, now that means,
unfortunately, this is done now.
Yeah. Now that means that this teacher and all teachers in California have to continue to pay the dues. Is that correct?
They can opt out of the union, but they still have to pay something.
Right.
And it's claimed by the union that it's used strictly for collective bargaining purposes, but there are lots of teachers across the country who feel like if they're not asking the union to represent them and they don't feel like the union is representing their interests and they don't necessarily believe that the union is only using the funding for collective bargaining, then why should they have to pay into it?
Oh, absolutely. I know. I think their argument is sound. Was the, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to ask you, the vote on this, what was it, a tie, or was it like a 5-3, or what was it?
It was a 4-4 tie.
So it just remands back to the lower court.
Yep. Which means that the compulsory dues are left in place.
Yeah, there's no doubt. If Scalia was alive, he would have voted with that teacher. There's no doubt about it. So that does show where these 4-4 and these 8-person Supreme Courts do make a difference. You know, sometimes it works for you, and sometimes it works against you. And it worked again, people that believe in choice, you know, when it comes to unions and membership and paying dues. On to the next story, Heather, and this is from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The American Civil Liberties Union challenges the timeline for Nevada's Supreme Court school choice argument. Tell us about that.
So this is in reference to the massive education savings account program that the legislature approved in Nevada, and the ACLU and everyone else possible has been throwing all kinds of lawsuits at it to try to stop the program from actually being put into place. More than 7,000 families have already signed up for the program, and I really just wanted to mention this story because I wanted to say this is super annoying.
Yeah.
So challenging the timeline, because the reason that they're doing this is they're scared. They don't want any of the money to actually end up in the hands of the parents the way that it's supposed to be based on how the program was written and approved. Because they know that once that happens, it's going to completely change the educational landscape in Nevada. And once there are children who are in different schools receiving different educational options, it's going to be a much tougher sell in a courtroom for them.
Yeah. Now, what was the timeline argument? What do they mean by that?
So basically, the people people defending the Education Savings Account program had tried to accelerate the timeline so that the program, the money could actually be freed up and the treasurer would be able to use it so that the program would be implemented sooner rather than
I
later.
See.
But they're just trying to delay
the
inevitable, hopefully the inevitable.
You know, and we've talked about this before. It's very ironic that the American Civil Liberties Union is on the side of the unions as opposed to the individual families here. I always get the impression that there's sort of a paradoxical reality about the ACLU and who it really sticks up for. But anyway, where do you think this is headed? Is this going to, do you think the ACLU has a chance to stop this, or is it too late?
I am not sure where it's headed. I think it's going to be in court for a long time. I think there's going to be appeal after appeal. More lawsuits are probably going to be brought about. What they're trying to do in Nevada is so huge that I think that, unfortunately, it's going to take at least a couple of years to be straightened out.
Yeah.
But I do really hope and believe that the program will exist at some point.
But it will not exist during all of these challenges?
They're doing a pretty good job of delaying it.
Okay.
They can't get to a point where any of the money can actually be applied to the program. And so while this is happening, money can't be given to
parents. Wow. I'll tell you what. We're talking with Heather Kayes, the senior education reporter for thegreatwatchdog.org. And we talk every Friday with Heather about what is going on with our education, especially when it comes to things like vouchers and charter schools and homeschooling and choice. Now, let's talk a party. And this is from the Philly.com website about police being called to a South New Jersey third grade class party. What is going on? Are the kids smoking pot? You know what I'm saying? Doing drugs?
No.
What's going on here?
So there was a third grade student who, depending on whom you ask, made a comment either about brownies, the food, or made a racist comment.
Oh, no.
Whatever the case may be, and whatever the child had said, the teacher and the administration called the police.
You're
to the
kidding.
School,
for a third grader?
And the police officer was brought in to speak to the child. I mean, a police officer in uniform with a gun.
God.
And the child's parents were not present when this took place.
You're kidding. So the little child says something brownie, the word brownie, and we're not even sure what he meant. Who's the idiot that called the police?
I'm not sure if it was the teacher or one of the administrators.
Oh, my
but
God.
I know that particular district has been inundated with these types of calls recently. There's an agreement between the police department and the school district to try to, curb behavior or something like that. And even the police department is saying at this point that it's being misunderstood or abused. I think that at one point there were as many as 5 calls to the police department within the course of a week. And these were for elementary school children, as we've already said.
Okay, but just getting to this particular story about a third grade class party. So this was taking place in a schoolroom?
Yes.
Okay. And one of the children, I mean, is this really true that one of the children just said something about a brownie? And well, was there a buildup? I mean, first of all, a third grader, if my math is right, is about an 8-year-old. They barely understand what's going on around them still. And the teacher had to resort to a policeman? Is there something we're missing here?
No, I think you have it exactly right. My entire thing is, even if the child did make a racist comment, and even if another student was offended by the comment made, I'm really confused as to how calling the police in
is
the course of action. And absolutely, if that was my child and a police officer showed up and spoke to my child and I wasn't present, the school district should really, really be worried.
Well, it's a traumatic, you know, and the idea of a uniformed policeman coming in with a gun and the whole bit, a little third grader standing over him and talking to him, that's got to be a little bit of a traumatic experience as well. Anyway, that, you know, this is what we're facing with. Let's get on to the Tallahassee Democrat story, Heather. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission there looking into the Florida teacher, and we've talked about this before, that bonus program. Does this go back to how well these teachers did when they were taking exams maybe years ago?
Yes, it's all connected to how well they did on the ACT or SAT. And there have been complaints about the way teacher has been defined. So now there was a case where there was a ruling that a speech pathologist does meet the criteria that was initially put into the legislation, so now more people are coming out of the woodwork saying that they want the money because they should qualify for it.
Of course.
And so we have a federal agency investigating this program now.
Yeah, this is where all this nonsense ends up going. First of all, it's a stupid thing to go back to how well a person did on an exam years ago and then start giving bonuses out to them now. I don't know where the sense comes. And these are the same bright people that are running the education of our kids, you know?
Yep.
I mean, this is really, it's funny, but it's also very sad. It really is. Let us get to one of your stories, Heather. And this is about, this has to do with Los Angeles schools. And here's another bright idea. Let's open college savings accounts in L.A. for all of the kids. That'll be great. It's great spending other people's money, but go ahead and tell us about it.
So they're floating around the idea of opening a college savings account for every student in the Los Angeles Unified School District, which just to open them, putting $100 into open, which is what the vision is, would be $64 million.
Where's the money coming from?
Well, no one's saying. No, and I think no one's saying because I don't think anybody has an idea.
No, they never
do. Where it's coming from.
As long as it's not out of their wallet. Go ahead.
This is a school district that struggles to fund basic supplies, textbooks. This isn't, they don't have this money to be throwing around. And it's outrageous to me. That
it is outrageous.
Because they also ideally want to match funding when parents put money in at some point.
Yes.
And again, where is this money coming from?
Sure. And I see that the Bright District School Board President of the L.A. District there, Steve Zimmer, envisioning opening college savings accounts for all students. Oh, you know, I mean, it's right at the top where these bright ideas are coming from. There's 640,000 kids. Has he ever taken, does he know anything about mathematics and how much this is going to cost? This is really stupid. I mean, this is so stupid. yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, they can barely pay for the supplies for the kids, and they're going to be doing this. And finally, this is, I think, a colleague of yours. Is it Emily Liebman? And mm-hmm. She has a story about Washington, D.C. charter schools. Tell us about it.
So this is a really important issue, and it's something that's actually happening all over the country. There's been high levels of lead found in schools all over the place, but in D.C., which Emily covers, they're not giving funding to charter schools. Even though they're still public schools, they're not being given the same money as the traditional public schools to do lead testing. and to pay for, you know, filters and whatever would need to take place if there are unsafe levels found. So the charter schools have been footing the bill themselves, which basically a lot of people feel is unfair because they should at least be reimbursed for the money that they're spending to protect the kids in their classrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's that sort of, because these things are still running through government money, and yet being charter schools have a public-private relationship, do you think that this was an intentional bias, or do you think that they just said, you know what, we gotta make sure we have all of the money we need for the lead testing in public schools first? Do you have any sense on that?
My best guess is that it's intentional because charter schools are public schools. They're independently operated and run, but they're funded publicly.
Right.
So I don't know how you could possibly say all the public school children except those ones in the charters and think that that's reasonable.
No, I think you're probably right. I mean, it's unfortunate, isn't it? As if the kids are the villains, right? They're going to charter schools. So we won't give them the coverage that the other kids get?
It's horrifying to me to think that as a parent you are sending your child to school hoping that they're going to be safe. It's hard enough worrying about whether or not they're getting a good education, and then on top of it to fear that they're slowly being poisoned because they're drinking out the water fountains.
God, I hope that's not the case. Well, I'm glad that people like you and your colleague and Watchdog.org are around, really, you know, to bring these things out so that we know what is going on. Keep up the good work, Heather. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and we will talk with you again next Friday.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Heather Kay, she's great, isn't she? We're going to take our break, and when we come back, we have so much to talk about. Andrew the Master Barber is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about the presidential race with him. And then what about these transgenders now serving in the military? We will talk about that as well, so stay tuned.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for the best selection of firearms in North Pinellas County? Well, you'll find it at Arms for Defense. Arms for Defense in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580 in Clearwater. It is just west of Highway US 19 and the Countryside Mall. Paul, the owner, will make sure you get exactly the gun that you need. And at Arms for Defense, they specialize in home and personal carry firearms, including CZ handguns and the complete line of Glock and Springfield Armory guns. You'll also get the training you need at a great indoor training range. Arms for Defense in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of Highway US 19. Call 727-375-GUNS. That's 727-375-4867.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Looking for your sports fix? If it happened in the sports world, we've got it covered right here every weekday afternoon with your host, Rick Sassone, the Hockey Hottie, myself, Chris Dunn, Travis Failey, and many more. It's the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Tim Del Toro.
And I'm Lou Angel Wolf, and we are the Grease Gurus.
Our show is broadcast every Saturday morning live at WTAN, Tantalk Radio, 1340.
That's 10 o'clock every Saturday morning for an automotive forum that is flavored with humor and insight.
We encourage you to call in and be part of the Grease Gurus show.
We'd love to have you, and we will certainly help you find your inner grease.
This show is sponsored by Tim's Performance Service Center and beautiful Tarpon Springs at 906 Verona Place, and you can reach us personally at 727-543-1601.
Aha.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back on a 4th of July Friday weekend. Thank you so very much for joining us. And if you are going anywhere, please, please, please be safe. We want to remind you, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Andrew the Master Barber, his shop located in the Columbia Plaza, State Road 580, just west of the Countryside Mall. It is the best haircut you can get in North Pinellas County. Both Andrew and his wonderful daughter, Candy, are there to service you. They will give you the best haircut, great ambiance. You'll just love it. Just tell them the kind of haircut that you want. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2. And believe me, if you like our show, you will love Andrew the Master Barber. And speaking of the Master Barber, he is here with us. And I got some good news for you, Andrew. Being a big Donald Trump supporter, there is a Rasmussen poll that has come out. And I'll tell you, they're very respected, and they have Donald Trump leading Hillary Clinton for president 43% to 39%.
It's a wonderful thing. Paul, how's the grandchildren?
I know.
Are they doing good?
Let's talk about our grandchildren for 20 minutes. I don't even think family members would want to talk about their own grandchildren for 20 minutes.
Listen, that incident is living proof that Bill Clinton's getting Alzheimer's. How could anybody be that stupid?
Yeah, well, he's
two airplanes near each other.
Well, did you hear what we said earlier? He tried to sneak onto the plane. He was in a blue dress. Didn't you hear about that? But they caught him. They caught him. Yeah.
I'm telling you, these guys, they're losing it. These people.
I think so.
I mean, let's be real.
So now
she's backing off of the investigation.
Yeah.
She's got no choice.
I don't think so.
The only thing I'm worried about is other people paid off or what?
I know. That's the thing. They're supposed to be, they're called career prosecutors. I've heard the term subordinates. I'm going to have to look into that. But you know what? She had to step down from that.
No.
This is getting so ridiculous. What?
They're going to hang her. Enough is enough of this baloney. These people are stupid. I'm telling you.
Well, I wonder if Donald Trump is kind of happy to hear that news, because he's now, you know, it depends on which poll you're looking at. Fox News polls are showing he's down from about 5 or 6 points. But here we have, I've got the Rasmussen poll, and the other day the Quinnipiac poll had come out, and it showed a virtual tie. So I think it depends on which poll you're looking at, right?
I'm telling you, if they went to the barber poll, it's very simple. 95% Trump, 5% for the other person, not even Hillary. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm beginning to believe that that is more accurate, because they're all over the place otherwise with these things.
All now, I know is I wish I had some money on this in Las Vegas a long time ago for Trump to win this election, because we're going to make a fortune. He's going to be a landslide by the time this is over with.
Yeah, and you have said that. And, with every, I guess, every story about the open border crisis, or God forbid we have another incident, especially as we get, you know, we want to get through the 4th of July safely. But all of this plays into the concept that we are not doing enough, and we're not protective enough of our people, and Hillary's going to lose that argument.
Yeah, she's done. She's going to go down more and more and more, believe me.
Wow.
I'm telling you, by the time this is over, I really believe that they're going to hang the Clintons by the time this is done. They're going to have no choice.
You think?
People are going to force them to have to do it. The too much is coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think they think their last name is Capone, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, she's got two things. Well, she's got more than two things, but the two biggest things right now are the Clinton Foundation, which she has enwrapped into her server, and the classified State Department stuff. So those two things are swirling about her. Then Bill tries to hop on that plane, and I wonder if he made advances to Attorney General Lynch.
I don't think she's young enough to be.
I know, but you don't. But you don't understand.
But
you don't understand.
He's got Alzheimer's going on, you know, and his vision might not be that good.
Well, that's
anymore.
Not so much that he's figuring that. Look, if he makes the advances, then he gets, he gets the good ruling.
Well,
aren't you? You got to follow this.
Yeah, well, you know me better than that. I'm all over this stuff.
I know you are.
I mean, like I said, I've seen people do stupid things before. That one takes the cake.
Yeah, it really does.
What about the book that's out about Hillary Clinton, huh?
Well, there's one out about the Secret Service.
Yeah.
There's another one out called Clinton Cash. I don't know. It depends on which book you're talking about here.
Yeah, this was one about the Secret Service, man. They say it's the hottest-selling book right now.
Yeah, it is, actually. You're right. It's, and I saw the guy on television. He sounds very, what's the word? It sounds like it's truthful. I mean, when you listen to him, he sounds very sincere about it, I guess you might say.
What amazes me the most is that how come they even had to write a book about it? Everybody should know this about her already.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to remember, Andrew. There's a whole new generation of people now that are of voting age,
and
they don't remember the '80s. They don't.
Paul, let me tell you, this new generation is a trip. I got to tell you a quick story.
Yeah,
I rent the house next door to a young 30-year-old kid, and I was moving patio blocks that I put down 4 years ago, and they were uneven and needed to be redone to be even. It bothered me, you know. So he comes out and looks over my shoulder. He says, Andrew, what are you doing? I says, well, I'm fixing these patio blocks. I didn't like them. They were all uneven. He says, Andrew, you're OCD. I looked up at him and I said, Chris, you're L-A-Z-Y. And I don't think there's any hope for you. This is the young generation, buddy.
Well, that's it.
From?
I know. I mean, that's what scares me, actually. For instance, let's go to the Brexit thing. I think we talked about this. The older people wanted to leave the European Union. The younger people wanted to stay. And I think right there tells you. People, the younger generation is used to kind of a state mama approach, right?
You got it.
And the older people remember how great things were when we didn't have the government in the nanny position. I think that's it right there. I mean, we can argue all the nuances, but I think that's it.
Paul, let me tell you my prediction for the European Union. Maybe we can get on the line in Las Vegas with this one, too.
Okay.
Within the next year and a half, it will be done. Let me tell you, if you think the people in Germany and the people in France and the few people in Italy are going to want to pay for the rest of these countries that aren't doing nothing,
I think you're right.
It's going to fall apart, my friend.
I think you're right. Greece is the one, and Spain.
No, they've been getting the best.
That's what I mean. Greece and Spain and a couple of the others are. They're getting the best. And
I mean, these other people are working their rear ends off while the other ones are taking their siestas and going to have coffee at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. No, I'm beginning to think you're right.
I'm telling you, there's going to be changes you've never seen. And the best change that's going to happen for us is Donald Trump in 2016, buddy.
Wow.
And I'm still waiting for that vice presidential call.
Yeah, do you have any idea? Do you think it's going to be Newt Gingrich, or who do you like?
Me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about you.
I thought it was going to be me, buddy.
Well, it still might be. He hasn't made the announcement yet. You'd be a great one, because between the two of you, wow, the electricity and the energy in the air, you know.
3 months, this country would be straightened out. Hey, what do you think about North Carolina, what they did with their welfare?
Tell me.
Did you hear that one? The people that are on welfare in North Carolina are now required to work 20 hours a week volunteering.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I did not see the story. I'm going to look for it. That's a very interesting story.
I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, I got to look for that one, because I don't see it in any of the things that I've gone through.
And what about our own governor yesterday? I tell you what, he's got some guts. Did you see the one bill he signed for the clergies?
Tell us about it.
He's saying that the clergy now can make a choice. If they do not want to have homosexual marriages in their churches, they do not have to, and they are not liable for civil suits against them.
Well, good for him.
I'll tell you what, they can say all they want about Rick Scott. He might look a little funny. He's got the personality of a rock. I've lived in Florida for 30 years, and I can tell you this. This state is in the best shape since he's been in office.
Yeah, you're talking about Rick Scott, and we're talking about the governor of Florida, and you are absolutely right. All you have to do is look at the jobs that are coming in, and he's building up the bank account for the state. Everything is working with him. He, you know, the guy is a no-nonsense guy. He gets right to work. He doesn't have a lot of personality.
No, he's not
worried about being in front of a camera. In fact, I don't think he cares about it.
Nope, he don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I know you do, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Hey, listen, you take good care of yourself, Andrew. I hope you have a very great 4th of July, and I'm going to look forward to talking with you next week again.
You got it, buddy. Hopefully everything goes smooth throughout the holiday
Absolutely.
Weekend and everybody's safe.
Absolutely, Andrew.
Be good, my friend.
All right. There you go. You know, every time we talk with Andrew, you can't help but feel positive about the USA. You know, it's a great feeling. Really
I'm still a little disappointed in him.
Why?
Well, because he got right next to Donald Trump and he choked. He didn't snap off a selfie. He choked.
Oh, I know.
You know, but shook his hand and he.
But we have a picture at home of Donald Trump, and right behind him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
Well, you know, it was on the front page of the Tampa Bay Times. Didn't you know that? We talked about that.
No.
On the front page of the Tampa Bay Times, he was sitting with his wife. The two of them were right there, right behind him. Now, because they were focusing in on Donald Trump talking, it's a little blurry, but I could tell right away. I could see the profile. I could see the face there, you know. Nicole is his wife. Wonderful woman. And there's Andrew. They're sitting right there in the front row.
Usually Andrew's blurry and the picture is clear.
He was blurry. The picture was a little bit clear in front of him. Anyway, we're going to take our final break. And as promised, I want to talk about transgenders and serving in the military. So don't go away.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
That little town flirt.
Here she comes.
You're calling for her. And you're going to get her.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network show weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Looking for your sports fix? If it happened in the sports world, we've got it covered right here every weekday afternoon with your host Rick Sassone, the Hockey Hottie, myself, Chris Dunn, Travis Failey, and many more. It's the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network show weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, did you know there's a live psychology talk show 3 days a week, Monday, Thursday, and Friday at noon, where you can call in and get free guidance and also learn several different topics relating to ending the stigma on mental health? It's called Moments of Clarity on WTAN 1340 AM. It's with licensed therapist Tiffany Warner, who will try to end the stigma on mental health. But the only way you can do that is to listen to Moments of Clarity 3 days a week, Monday, Thursday, and Friday at noon on WTAN 1340 AM, the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Baby, baby.
We're back.
Baby,
Freedom Works on a Friday before the 4th. Want to remind you that we are sponsored in part by Arms for Defense for the very best price, the very best selection of guns and ammunition in the countryside area of Clearwater. It is Arms for Defense. They're located in the Columbia Plaza, just west of Highway 19. In fact, they're just down the sidewalk from Andrew the Master Barber. If you go into the Columbia Plaza, look to your right. It is the first store on your right. They now have a huge spring sale, and you can save even more because for a limited time, they're buying direct from the manufacturer. No middleman, no wholesaler. That means you pay less, and they carry and specialize in arms for home, car, and personal carry. This includes CZ handguns, the entire line of Glock and Springfield Armory guns, and the Adams Arms AR-15 and AR-10 rifles. These are the best AR platform rifles there are. And I'm telling you, you go in there, and Paul DiGirolamo is a great guy. He owns the place. He will see to it you get the best firearm, the perfect firearm for your needs. And he will also see to it that you are properly trained. They have a great air-conditioned indoor training facility that you're going to get trained in. So you will be so comfortable. I mean, they've everything. And ladies and families, you are welcome as well. You know, now more than ever, people, let's be honest, people are looking for protection, for self-defense. They really are. And this is why Arms for Defense, and by the way, go Google them. Google Arms for Defense. They get a rating of 4.7 out of 5. I mean, you can't beat it. Arms for Defense in the Columbia Plaza, 727-375-GUNS. That's 727-375-4867. Well, if you watched the news yesterday, the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, talked about the fact that the Pentagon is going to allow transgender people to serve openly in the U.S. military. And, you know, the first thing I thought about on this was, why does anybody have to, you know, if they're going to go to and apply to be in the military, why do they have to bring that up? Why? What is the point? I mean, if you have a, you've got a feeling that you're a little bit on the female side, or you have a feeling, you know, and you happen to have the equipment of a male, or vice versa, why do you need to bring that up? I'm a transgender, you know. Why? I don't see why there's even an issue about this. You know? I mean, it's like we're creating issues out of something that should never have been even discussed. But anyway, Ash Carter laid out a year-long implementation plan saying that Americans who want to serve and can meet our standards should be afforded the opportunity to compete to do so. Since when did anybody that might have acted a little bit, let's say if you were a woman, a little butchy, or if you were a man, a little effeminate, since when did they stop allowing people like that to serve? I don't think they ever did. He says, our mission is to defend this country. We don't want barriers unrelated to a person's qualification to serve and preventing us from recruiting or retraining the soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine who can best accomplish the mission. Look, just allow people in that want to fight for the country, want to represent the country. Do we have to go any further than that? I mean, if they look like they're ready to serve, defend the country, that's the main thing. Carter says a year from now, the military services will begin allowing transgender individuals to enlist as long as they meet required standards and have been stable in their identified gender for 18 months. What does that mean, stable in their identified gender for 18 months? I'm stable in my identified gender for a long, hell of a lot longer than that, but this is stupid. Isn't that, Ed?
That means once they change the plumbing, they don't want them going back.
Yeah, but transgenders don't change the plumbing.
Well,
no, they don't. Well, that's transsexuals.
They make an appearance that
they
have. They
do, but they haven't changed the plumbing. That's the thing. They're transgenders. Correct me if I'm wrong. Transgenders don't change the plumbing. They just change their behavior.
Right. Well,
I don't know. This is why, to me, look. And you want to join the military? Don't tell anybody about this. Just go in, you know, and just do the job. Why do you have to throw it in other people's faces? That's what I'm saying about that. I don't know. We're getting so wrapped up in all of the behaviors and trying to protect behaviors of different people. It's a slippery slope. I think we're getting lost in all of this, and we have to have special. You know, it goes back to this thing about special legislation for certain kinds of crimes, hate crimes, right? Look, you commit a crime against somebody, I don't care who they are, it's a hate crime to begin with. And now, you know, you talk about special circumstances if you're gay or a different color or whatever, and now it's a hate crime and we're going to give you even worse penalties. Come on. Mm. Oh, well. It is time for our top 10. We have a very interesting one, and I defy you, Ed. I want to see if you can get the number one. Mm. These are the top 10 worst cities to live in. Researchers from 24/7 Wall Street, a consumer and financial advisory site, based their conclusion on Census Bureau statistics from 550 American cities with populations over 65,000. They collected info on categories like crime, economy, education, environment, health, housing, infrastructure, and leisure. Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
Without further ado, here we go. The top 10 worst cities. Number 10, Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. Yeah. I know about Gary, Indiana. I hate to tell you, it's horrible. Don't go there.
It's all right, just I got my number one. Go ahead.
Okay, number 9, Cleveland, Ohio.
Why, because of the Browns?
I'm just wondering if it was because they just won the National Basketball Championship.
Well, that came out before that.
Yeah, it obviously did. I think it did, too. Yeah. Well, now Cleveland's got something to be happy about, but they're not happy about being one of the worst cities to live in. Number 8. Where all that water trouble? Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan. The water's bad enough, but the town itself?
It's just dirty.
It's a lousy town. Mm. Yeah. Number 7. And I lived there. Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
I didn't know. That's interesting. Why it's such a lousy town. Must have bad government in the city of Memphis. Number 6. Not far from Memphis is Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham is a great technology area. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they consider it so bad, but apparently things around the technology area are not good. All right. Number 5. I don't know how this little town got in there. You ever heard of Fall River, Massachusetts?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either, but somehow it's one
Somebody
of the...
Somebody has.
Somehow, don't go to Fall River because the river must not be very good there. Mm. There they are, the 5th worst city to live in now. Wow. Number 4. Hawthorne, California. Now, that's a technology area. Hawthorne, California is a big technology area. Yeah, yeah, it's near the San Jose area and all that.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on out there. You would think it'd be a nice area to live, but apparently not. Number 3, Paterson, New Jersey.
I know where that is.
You know where it is?
Yeah.
Is that up near New York, real close to New York, or on the southern part?
Yeah, I think southern part.
Southern part of New Jersey.
Probably around Heather.
Yeah. Heather is where Frank Sinatra was born.
She's in Hoboken or something.
Hoboken. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. Paterson, New Jersey is number 3. Number 2. Well, I'm not surprised. I would have thought this was number 1. Detroit.
That was my number 1.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I think I would have been number 1. You're going to be shocked.
I'm out.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Because it's not like Celebration, Florida.
You're close.
Really?
Yeah.
It's in Florida?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Keep Miami? Going.
Yes.
Really? Ah,
Miami
I know why.
Miami is the worst. Let me tell you why.
Real estate.
Oh, there's so much more than that. No, according to them, no city in the United States is worse to live in. The city's median value of homes is $245,000,
yeah,
well above the national median of $181,000. So therefore, first of all, you can't afford to buy a house. However, with a median income of only $32,000 a year, well below the national median income of $54,000, these homes are completely out of reach.
Mm.
Like most of the worst cities to live in, more than one in every four people in Miami lives in poverty. Okay? They also cite citywide violence along with rates of incarceration, unstable employment, lower cognitive functioning among children, and anxiety.
Hmm. Basically, that city's upside down. It costs more to work to live there than you can make.
Yeah, there are some beautiful areas in Miami. There really are.
Well, that's where all the rich people hang out.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
beautiful.
It. Yeah. But outside of that area, I guess it's kind of bad. Sad to hear, isn't it, for Miami? It used to be the place everybody loved to go. Hey, have a great 4th of July. Be very, very safe. And stay tuned for Ask Shirley. All right, bye.